A bill that requires all public and private single-user restrooms in Baltimore City to be gender-inclusive is making its way through the city council and is headed towards the mayor's desk. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
The bill itself is simple. It proposes that single-stall restrooms not be specifically designated as for either men or women. Gender-inclusive signage might say gender-neutral or all-gender or simply just restroom. Upon first listen, this may not seem like much. But trans people in Baltimore say the bill is more than just a gesture.
When I need to use the restroom, I always have to be extra vigilant in my environment and surrounding. And there's been time where I've had to hold it because I didn't feel safe.
That's Elaine Jolicoeur, a trans woman who teaches history in a Baltimore public high school and serves on the city's LGBTQ commission.
The ramification medically over time has taken a toll on my health a couple of times.
If a single stall is marked as open to anyone's use, Jolicoeur says she'll feel safer using it. Councilman Zeke Cohen introduced the bill. He says its inspiration came from stories like Jolicoeur's.
I think it is critically important that we as legislators listen to people who have been marginalized within our city. And I think particularly about our transgender and gender nonconforming communities, folks who have often been victims of violence.
The bill was also inspired by policy JBB, a non-discriminatory policy that Baltimore schools just adopted. JBB implemented specific protections for trans students.
And so I wanted to make sure that in addition to this resolution, asking the school board to step up, that we, the city of Baltimore, stepped up.
Dozens of people in the trans community testified in bill hearings alongside Jolicoeur. So did people outside of the community, who said the bill would benefit them too.
We heard from disability advocates who feel like this is something that's good for people that are either in wheelchairs or have any sort of disability. We heard from a lot of women who are frankly tired of having long lines in single-stall restrooms when men seem to be just breezing through.
Business owners who say they're happy to accommodate their customers also testified. So did Kaylee Toll, the president of the Maryland Retailers Association. She says that adopting greater inclusivity can attract more customers.
So I think that this is basic economics. You know, retailers and businesses really do want to make their customers comfortable because that's why people frequent businesses.
Toll supports the bulk of the bill. Her primary concern lies in the definition of gender-inclusive signage.
So the definition says that you cannot indicate a specific gender on the sign.
She says a majority of the businesses in her association use the classic mixed-gender bathroom sign. That is, the one with the outlines of male and female figures.
I think we would just love to see broader language about what could be used on the sign. Because obviously if there's a male and a female on the sign, anybody can use that bathroom.
The bill would also issue fines to non-complying businesses. They'd have 30 days to get a gender-inclusive sign after receiving a written warning. If not, they'd face a fine of up to $500 a day. Cohen staff says the fines are meant to be mechanisms of enforcement, not penalties. Assuming the bill becomes law, they're willing to work with the business community as it's implemented. Jolicoeur thinks that kind of legislative teamwork is crucial, and that this single-stall bill helps to reduce some of the anxiety trans people face under a federal administration she calls transphobic.
What this does for them is give them the opportunity to just have an access point to use the restroom without us questioning whether they should belong there or is this the right one for them to attend to.
The bill passed a preliminary council vote this week. It could be up for a final vote as early as June 3rd, the first Monday in Pride Month. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.